Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
With the Killer Bees.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
Bad Take Boulevard. What belongs on Bad Take Boulevard? 713-780-ESPN. HRMP listener line. 713-780-3776. Texture says Justin Tucker doing Deshaun Watson things. Allegedly. But yeah, it doesn't look great for Justin Tucker. So.
No, it sure doesn't.
Everybody's owed their day in court, I guess. First one. Blanker's putting this one in here. How about Adam Silver's idea on what he wants to do to quarters in the NBA?
Something else that I'm a fan of, and I'm probably in a minority, as we get more involved in global basketball, the NBA is the only league that plays 48 minutes. And I am a fan of 4 10-minute quarters. I'm not sure that many others are. I mean, putting aside what it means for records and things like that, yeah, I think that a two-hour format for a game is more consistent with sort of modern television habits. I don't think people in arenas aren't asking us to shorten the game, but I think as a television program, being 2 hours, that's Olympic basketball, is 2 hours. You know, college basketball, of course, is.
Yeah, but if you like it, I'd say it has kind of a little bit of a push there.
Yeah, it's such a dramatic change to the game. I mean, I think something like that would have to be talked more about over time.
Hey, you like this one, Blankers? I think I know you like this one.
I hate it. I hate it because, again, we're instead of, like, now we're going to change the whole game again, like all the things that we did for baseball, because we're worried about appeasing, you know, the family on weeknights. I just think that there's a lot of different things that you can do. One, you can increase the level of play, the ability of the players in the league, or try to get that back to a level where it's entertaining basketball more so than not across the board. But reducing the game by 8 minutes is going to make that big of a difference? No, why don't you, and you'll never do this, but why don't you reduce the length of the timeouts or reduce the length of halftime, which is all their cash cow of all their extra sponsor money they're trying to squeeze out of it? Because it's not about the 48 minutes of basketball. We're sitting there and we're dragging out an extra hour longer for baseball. Football games are almost 4 hours now. I just think it's stupid to have that take.
Yeah, I don't think that NBA games are that long. Like, I never watched an NBA game, and I'm sitting there going, like, this product is taking forever. Like,
I've never had that thought watching an NBA game. Like, that's never been, like, this is not what turns me off of NBA games. Like, I've never thought, I'm not going to watch this NBA game because it's 8 minutes longer than it should have been.
What turns you off the NBA game?
I just don't, the style of play is not really to my appetite as someone that grew up watching 90s basketball.
Yeah, I get that. Now, I don't think it's as crazy as the baseball stuff, though. I would push back on that. I don't think reducing the game 8 minutes is as great or as grand of an adjustment as making bases bigger, adding a clock to baseball that had never been done before.
Or the man for man.
Like, that to me is way bigger than reducing the game by 8 minutes. But I still don't like it. And this would also really hurt bench players, because are starters' minutes going to go down? I doubt it. So that means the bench guys aren't going to play as much. It rewards teams that have a better starting five as opposed to teams that are deeper. Yeah, I hate this idea. Plus, like, all the records. Like, you're totally – I hate when sports do this. Like, you are totally ruining the sanctity of the records that you've created. You reduce the game by 40 minutes. Like, okay, well, all the point games are going to – like, how many points you score in games are going to be different, whether it's team or individual. Rebounding records, you're going to have to totally recondition the way that you think when you're evaluating careers if you went to 40 minutes going forward versus pre 40 minutes.
Isn't that the case with every sport? I mean, baseball is 154, it's now 162.
Sure. It doesn't
NFL
mean I like it,
was
though.
Like 10 games
yes,
at one point.
It changes, but it doesn't mean we like it.
Sure. No, I'm with you. Like, I don't like it either. I'm just saying it's kind of reality of where sports are in 2025.
Yeah. Not a fan. Not a fan of it at all. Hate it. So, Adam Silver, you made the list.
You just made the list!
Next one, Archie Miller. Archie Miller, college basketball coach for Rhode Island. There was somebody who had like this kind of spoof, sarcastic tweet about the SEC being even, being 54-54 mm-hmm. since the start of conference play. Archie Miller took the bait.
Difficult. I heard somebody say the other day, like, you know, the SEC is the best league in the country, but, you know, in all games, they're like 54-54. Somebody said that. I don't know if that's even accurate, but, like, do you know how hard it is in every league, you know, to win?
Oh,
you know,
man.
It's hard to win any game.
Pretty good stuff there from Archie Miller, that the SEC, since the start of conference play, is 500.
You know, Archie Miller also said that he thought Mike Greenberg from ESPN was the guy the Jets were interviewing for general manager.
I think that was you.
No kidding, Brian.
Rough. Rough luck, Archie. Not great. Archie Miller, you make the list.
You just made the list!
Did you hear how the mayor of Philadelphia spelled her city's NFL team? Did you hear this one, Blankers?
Yes, I did.
Here was the mayor of Philadelphia spelling out the football team in Philadelphia.
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Birds!
Let's go, Birds!
How do you think she spells Birds?
B-U-D-R!
She misses the first vowel, so it'd be B-R-D-S. But she added a letter for the vowel, and she completely missed... It might be like B-D-R-S. Birds. I don't know. She spelled Eagles E-L-G-S-E-S.
Is that wrong?
I guess it depends on who you ask. Wrong might be a relative term.
I mean, at some point we all just made up and decided how these words are going to be spelled. So who's to say how it should be spelled?
The Philly peeps like to refer to them in slang as the Eagles.
Do they?
Which still wouldn't be spelled how she spelled it.
No, then it would be an I-G in the Eagles.
I was listening to a podcast the other day about like the genesis of language and stuff. It is kind of crazy.
Yeah, we all just made it up at some point.
Yeah. Like, how do you know that is a cup?
We made it up.
Like, it's deep. It's deep. Maybe after a drink might be a better time to have this conversation. A Rock Chalk Blog. You can guess who is behind Rock Chalk Blog. Jayhawks. They tweeted before the Cougars went into Allen Fieldhouse, because the Cougars were favored in this game. Houston being 2.5-point favorites at Allen Fieldhouse is the weirdest, wonkiest line I've ever seen in my lifetime covering the sport. Houston is 0-3 in Quad 1 games. What are we doing with these metrics? The computers can love them all they want. They shouldn't be favored at Allen Fieldhouse. What happened in that game? Double overtime.
Whoops.
Not only did the Cougars win, Cougars covered. And good teams win, and great teams cover.
You're not going to get the argument from me. I loved every bit of it. It was great.
Houston, by the way, quad one games now, since they're 3-3 now. So they have 3 quad one wins after having none going into the Allen Fieldhouse. So Rock Chalk Blog, you made the list.
You just made the list.
Houston Chronicle, Sam Warren guy. He called Taylor Trammell young. Do y'all even know who Taylor Trammell is? Y'all probably do.
I don't.
That's the outfielder that the Astros are considering.
Yeah, he's on the roster. He's on the 40 man.
Yep.
To make the team, under consideration. I would say, how many people that listen, because, I mean, I barely know Taylor Trammell. How many of our listeners, what percentage do you think know who Taylor Trammell is?
More than they knew people knew Greg Grissom.
Yeah. I would have it under 50%.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe
I was
like 40?
Say like 20.
20. Oh, that low. Okay.
Like, he was on the Whataburger tour the other day for the Astros caravan. And I heard more times than not, who's that guy?
Yeah.
I was like, that's a guy that I think they got from the Yankees, but that's a guy that is somewhat highly regarded as a chance to make the outfield this year.
Because of the state of the outfield being so bad.
Right.
He's not been good in his big league career. I think he's another 4A outfielder. But anyways, Sam Warren, who is covering FanFest for the Houston Chronicle, he said in this tweet, young players like Zach DiZinzo and Taylor Trammell will get their shot to compete for one outfield position, and they're set on making most of it. So there is that. Guess how old Taylor Trammell is?
30.
27. 27 years old. Would we consider 27 young, or am I being too critical here?
No, that's not young for a
not in baseball terms.
Baseball player, so to speak.
So we can put Sam Warren on the list for calling Taylor Trammell at 27 years old young. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't being a harsh critic here.
No, I think it's totally fair. I mean, at 27, you're no longer a prospect.
You're not young at 27.
No.
says the 39-year-old.
Yeah. But I'm someone not older than 39.
You're not young by Major League Baseball standards when you're 27 years old. So, Sam Warren, you made the list.
You just made the list!
Adam Schefter gets it as well. Remember what he said whenever the Texans fired Bobby Slowick? Our new arson judge, Adam Schefter, tweeting, the Houston shakeup, Booby Slowick is out as the Texans offensive coordinator. Schefty, man. You know what bothers me about this one, too? Like, proofread, whatever. Like, you're firing off a tweet. That doesn't matter. He deleted it. Like, let it live. Edit it. Do whatever.
We didn't already see it.
Yeah. I screen grabbed it. Like, let it live.
It was old McAfee's show. I saw it there. Yeah,
just edit it. Like, if you have to. Deleting it's such a bad look. I actually, you know what? I put Schefter on the list for deleting it, not the mistake. Because that mistake
happens. You just made the list!
At all, it happens to us all. Now, I wonder if there's an autocorrect for Adam Schefter here.
Though. Oh, you say maybe.
Because we know our phone likes to predict what we're going to say.
So you think he's typing thirsty on his phone quite often?
I'm just wondering. I don't want him to sue me, so I'm not suggesting this. But it is a question that I do have. Because our phones do predict what we're going to say. Or they autocorrect things that we say a lot for things that we don't say ever.
He's typing in Booby more than he's typing in Bobby.
I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just asking the question.
Okay.
713-780-3776. Asking the question. But Adam makes the list.
You just made the list!
That mistake. I'm with Blankers. I'm actually okay with guys being forced to stay in college longer and fix play challenges. What does he mean there?
What?
I don't know. Here goes Branham, the English teacher. B-R-D-S-E-S. Go, Birds! And then another texture says, I thought about the autocorrect. I'm just wondering. A little predictive. Siri likes to predict with our words. And they're listening to everything we say. Just came up.
Yeah, I can see it. It's listening to you.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. Anything belongs on Bad Take Boulevard that we missed, let us know. We got snitched on today, Blankers. Brian texted us this morning in our group chat, and he said that a texter texted into John and Lance saying that we were bashing Lance's Bobby Slowick, CJ Stroud story. I haven't heard this yet. I don't think you've heard this yet. Brian's going to give it to us for the first time, but somebody snitched on us, and I don't think they were accurate. We'll discuss next. And also, since we're on the topic, who would be the biggest snitch at ESPN 97.5? 713-780-ESPN. It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2. Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Who are the biggest snitches, at ESPN 97.5? 713-780-3776. Biggest snitches,
they get snitches
at the station. Well, it depends on who you're snitching on, I guess. Like, who's actually about it? Right.
I guess. I mean, it's always been, you know, was it Shaq that started the snitches? There were some beef going on where the snitches get stitches.
Not sure. But anyways, we got snitched on John and Lance today. Apparently, a texter texted into the show. I didn't even think Granato read text. So this is a text, not a call. That's just a text here, Brian.
Yeah, this is not a phone call.
That has something to do. What's the context here? So the CJ Stroud, Bobby Slowick story.
Yeah,
that Lance
the thing
said,
we played last. It was last week, right? Or was it? No, maybe it was Monday. Anyway, the thing we played where Lance was talking about the story of Bobby and CJ having the dust up or whatever during the pre-draft process. Apparently, someone texted in and John came back into the segment. And decided to tell Lance, like, hey, they're talking crap about
come
you and
on,
the Killer
John.
Bees.
You know, John's doing this for clicks.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
Granato's doing this for clicks.
Just throw this crap out there to get clicks.
That's what he's doing. He's looking for clicks. Granato is. Hall of Famers, though. We got to respect them. So here is the beginning of the segment, I suppose.
Welcome back. I was just hearing Jeremy. You know,
I annoy him so much.
Joel and Jeremy were ripping you for your story about CJ and Bobby Slowick, just so you know.
Yeah, I know. I saw that snitch try to send a message. Hey, guys, you know the Killer Bees? I said, are you snitching?
Yeah, he's snitching.
Yeah,
I mean, I just want
you got
to
a whole
know.
Lot of snitches at this station, a whole lot of snitch ass listeners.
Whoa.
Well,
oh,
just want,
Lance.
I just want you to know that that was the conversation. I don't like snitching.
I'm
but,
fine
okay.
with it.
Who are your top snitches at the station, Lance?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, John is a snitch. We know that. You and I have gone through that, Dell. He says
true.
He's not, but he tells quicker than anybody.
Are you kidding? I would go to prison.
Not a chance.
Not snitch on you.
You just snitched on us.
You'd roll over so quick.
No, that's
you'd
me.
Roll over for a slice of pizza.
For a slice of pizza. So what did we get snitched on? What did we say?
Did it ever get to that point?
No, because they eventually just took a caller. There was never any description, but apparently there, in the mind of the listener who texted in.
We can find the text, right?
Yeah, let me see if I can find it.
I guess it's got to be at some point. I heard it around 7:30, so I guess it'd be sometime between 7 and 7:30. But according to this texter who tried to snitch in, we apparently took issue with what Lance said about the Bobby CJ thing, which I don't remember from that conversation at all. But
we never said it. As a matter of fact, Jeremy remembered that I had told the story about how CJ at Ohio State quit talking to the OC because
right.
he didn't think he knew ball and went right to Day. Lance backed that up and said the exact same thing, then told us the rest of it. And we were like, you know, it's possible for sure. And then we were kind of dissecting why they would do that, why Slowik might have that happen. We never said anything to the negative, or it was completely contrary.
What if there's a plot twist here?
Explain.
What if there's a plot? Because I'm going through the I pulled up this morning.
You think
during
they
the
did
show.
It?
I'm seeing all of these texts as unread. I'm seeing them all as unread, and I've seen zero reference to us.
I mean, I guess it could have come through something other than a text. Maybe someone sent him a message on Twitter?
Maybe. But there's nothing on the text line.
Or Twitch.
Or Renato is making
but
this
they
up
don't
for
like...
clicks.
Just throw this crap out
making
there
up for
to get clicks.
Yeah. That's the plot twist.
Johnny,
but we,
Johnny
we didn't,
gee, you should be above that.
I did call it a nothing burger, but I'm not saying it didn't happen. I called it a nothing
burger.
Maybe
that's what it was. Yeah. They misinterpreted how the phrasing there.
I don't think that Slowik and Stroud getting into a contentious conversation during his official visit before he was drafted is a big deal. They still drafted Stroud at number 2. Slowik and Stroud got along really well, at least on camera, but I never really saw any tension between the two. And then Stroud even vouched for Slowik before he was fired. So I don't think it was a big deal. That's why I thought it was a nothing burger, but I'm not denying the Lance's story at all.
Yeah, saying it a nothing burger just means it didn't have a big impact on what followed
right.
it in his rookie season. It's not saying Lance's reporting is bad or wrong.
Yeah. So, yeah, that texture is wrong.
It is wrong.
Made the list. Although, there might not be a texter.
You know what?
Now, that's crazy.
Might not be a texter based on my quick research here.
Granato tried to claim that he's not a snitch, but he literally opened the segment with snitching right away.
He did. He mm-hmm. did. But he's allowed to do that. He's a
he's the godfather.
Houston Mafia godfather, Hall of Fame. I want to be him when I grow up. Yeah, so it's okay. It's okay that he did that. But who are the biggest snitches, or who is the biggest snitch on our station? Who do you think it'd be? 713-780-3776. Who would it be for you, Blinkers?
Well, I mean, we're not. I mean, I think John's right up there based on that, and because in the past John has been quick to bring. He loves the drama that he wants to bring onto the air. If anything happens, or even there's a chance of it happening, he loves putting that out there and everybody's business with it. But I mean, if not John, then Joe. I think Joe would probably be the leader in the clubhouse.
Ooh, really?
That was my top two as well.
Do you think Joe would snitch? Why do you have this history? Why do you think this?
For a lot of the same reasons that Joel said. Like, I think Joe finds enjoyment in bringing the behind-the-scenes drama and having fun with it on air. And he's also, I mean, we all talk to Joe, and I love Joe. He was at his wedding. He's a friend of mine. He's in my fantasy leagues. But he's I would say he's a little bit loose-lipped. Like any of the backseat, behind-the-scenes stuff that maybe should be kept to only him, he kind of spreads that around from time to time.
Okay. Yeah, I'll piggyback off of you guys.
That's kind of cowardly.
Oh, nice cop out, Branham.
I agree with you.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's cowardly. You're co-opting without putting your own opinion out there.
Boy.
No, I don't know. I really do believe it's Joe. I think it's Joe. I've caught Joe in a couple of lies.
About the paying off the bet?
That's one. Yeah. That's one. I've caught him in a couple others that I just kind of took in. I was like, okay, all right. I see how that goes. I've heard some. I've caught him up in a couple of lies.
So the two guys at the top of our list, John Granato Joe George.
I don't have Granato at the top of my list.
Okay, well, I'll speak for Joel.
He just did it. He just did it. He just gave you proof today.
Well, apparently, the text line is saying
both
that.
Both for Chicago is all I'm saying. Omega Man, a trend here.
Omega Man and Humble, when John first brought it up, Lance confirmed that he also saw the snitch. And then another texter says it sounds like it came from the group chat, personal phones. So I think that's where it came from. Because
right,
it didn't
from
come
from
on the HRP. Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, maybe there's a. So I wonder, like, who. Who are their friends?
Yanni? About to find Yanni out. Rat us out?
About to find out.
Yeah, maybe so. They're ratting us out. But to be clear, we didn't say that Lance's report wasn't accurate. I just didn't think it was a big deal. Because they still drafted Stroud. 713-780-ESPN. No, but I've got Joe in a couple of us. I'll just keep that to myself. I don't want to make it public. I don't think he even knows. I haven't even told him.
You don't want to make it public?
Well, no, the lie specifically.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, not that he's
bad
a liar.
News for you. It's kind of public.
Goodbye.
Right now.
The lie
and
specifically.
Goodbye.
The one that we know is the bet. He's gone one full calendar year plus a month-ish, 13 months now without paying up a bet.
But on top of it, instead of not even owning up to it to us and denying it that we heard because he went and gossiped about it to Brian, that Brian could bring it to us, that he's actually not doing it on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess in a way I kind of snitched on Joe because Joe told
you,
me
oh,
why
you
he
absolutely
wasn't paying
did.
You off, and then I snitched him out to you guys. So I guess I got to be put on the list.
Paul is the biggest, I mean, snitch. So there's a text for Paul on the text line. Biggest snitch is an intern or producer trying to move up in the company. I wouldn't.
I don't think any of our interns are snitches.
No, I would say that that's probably a general take. Yep.
Okay.
I have the answer for you boys.
Who you got?
Lance said that it was a guy on Twitter. I was messing with him and called him a snitch. It wasn't that serious. But then why did John lead the segment with it?
Yeah. So you don't know who it was?
He didn't say. He said it was a guy on Twitter. So shouldn't we should be able to find the tweet.
Maybe so. I'm not that interested. Blank would snitch for a well-done steak with ketchup. I don't think that's true. You wouldn't do that.
No, that
right?
That's just
no
one
blank,
of the
man.
Labels on Twitch.
Well, did you snitch for cheese curds done the right way?
No. I'm not as big a fan just because I'm from Wisconsin. I know a lot of people love them. And I've already told you guys, the deep-fried ones aren't the true cheese curds.
I'm not no, that's why I said the right way because I know you
yeah,
have
no,
takes
even,
about
even
the
right way,
way,
I was never – I mean, they're good. That you can get them – you. Every now and then they're okay. I'm just not a big fan.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would snitch for a good, well cooked steak. No
yeah,
problem.
I would
snitch on you.
Yeah,
I would stab
absolutely.
You guys right in the back for a really well done steak. Not well done, like a really well prepared
yeah,
steak,
like a perfectly
cooked
New York
steak.
Strip. I would snitch on you
guys. You
guys
are all getting it. Dell would absolutely snitch just as the vibe. I disagree. Total Dallas. Branham's the biggest snitch.
Dell loves the drama too. Dell would absolutely get it going.
You think so?
Yep.
I
guess the better question is who's not a snitch. It feels like we've outed everybody at this point.
Rahil, 100%. Was he? I never really got to know Rahil that well. Is
Rahil's
he, was
great.
He a snitch?
He texted me last night.
Nice flex. Was he a snitch?
That's not a flex. It's a friend. I don't think he was. But again, I think he, like Dell, likes the on-air drama. He was one of the. He loved the on-air drama. As long as it didn't involve him, he was all about throwing gas on that fire.
Texter, since we are snitching, I'm going to let y'all know that Gallant was trying to do your job for you, Branham. You mentioned different topics to add to your rundown today.
Oh, I forgot means. To. I'll get that audio. I heard that
what
earlier.
Was he, what was
it
he
wasn't
doing?
That big of a deal.
What was he doing?
I'm trying to. It was something about like one team being better than the other. I don't remember the specifics, but I didn't take it as actually.
Oh, was he? Was it like engagement farming kind of
yeah,
innuendo?
It was kind of the joke. Yeah, I was like, "Is this team better than this team?" 713. But he made the joke. Hey, Brandon, I'm doing your show prep for you. But it really wasn't much.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
You just throw this crap out here to get clicks.
That's right. You got to be a pro at farming engagement. Rahizi used to be snitch. That's two for Rahil, and he doesn't even work here anymore.
Yeah.
Dell's the biggest snitch, says a texter. The goofy producer on the show before y'all.
Wow, shot at Mapes.
Mapes?
Yeah.
Mapes doesn't even know by name. He's the goofy producer?
Yeah, a goofy producer. Josh, he does look like a Roaring Kitty.
Or Lance McCullers.
I think a more Roaring Kitty.
Yeah, probably more Roaring Kitty.
Josh from Seabrook, would Lance Zierlein snitch for that brisket he cooked once? I wouldn't snitch for that brisket. A properly cooked steak? Yes. Lance's brisket? Uh-uh. Lance could get a text in his group chat
about
that tomorrow.
I'd lie to the cops for that one.
We got the winner.
Okay.
We got the winner on the text line, 6790. He is the winner. He said Jake from the wheelhouse.
Ooh. Oh, no question.
I knew Blankers was
absolutely spot on. The Red Weasel would be absolutely number one.
Glenn Davis is the biggest snitch as a texter.
No chance. No.
Glenn's not a snitch.
Brandon would snitch for some mayo cologne from his favorite UK quarterback. You're not wrong. I would. That cologne, it's probably tasty, too. All right, 713-780-ESPN. If you're going to snitch, I don't mind. How much do we care about the Rockets making the All-Star team? They announced this today, right? So we're going to know here pretty
shortly
who's making the All-Star, if anybody's making the All-Star team. How much do we care about this? And if you had to pitch one Rocket to make the All-Star game, who would it be? 713-780-3776. It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Blankers did some recon. Blankers did some recon and found the snitch. What you got for us?
Well, I actually didn't have to do the recon. I mean, certain people say, oh, I know Lance from way back when. Well, all I had to do was text Lance, and we started talking about it. And he's like, I got to get on a plane, but here, I'll shoot it to you. And he just shot me exactly what he read on the air.
That's recon.
That's okay. Also Lance snitching. On the snitch.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's kind of true.
Next level.
That is pretty funny.
There you go.
Yeah, the snitcher said at Lance, and Adrian, he tweets us all the time, too. I like Adrian. Adrian's, I would have called him good people before today. I won't let this ruin that.
You
good
know
people.
Adrian?
I know who he is on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I don't know him personally. Anyways, he says the Killer Bees think the CJ story you guys are talking about has been embellished. 2 exclamation points. Yeah, I think we have a little missing of context here. Nothing Burger is not embellishing. Nothing Burger is, I don't think it really mattered. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, embellishing would mean like we think Lance exaggerated the story. We're not saying he'd exaggerate the story. We just think the fight didn't end up meaning anything.
Yeah. I don't know if, you know, maybe I think I might have said that I don't know if they like, you know, squaring off against one another. I might have said that.
But I don't think Lance ever said that.
No, he said it got heated. He said it got contentious.
He said it got heated and contentious, but he never said they squared off.
They never went toe to toe and were squaring off. Yeah.
That wouldn't have been contradictory to what he said.
Yeah.
I think it's much ado about nothing, but someone was trying to be a hero that no one needs.
I actually encourage it. If you want to give more information to John and Lance of all the trash we talk, please do it. You can follow them on Twitter at Lance Zierlein and at John Granato. If you want to give them all the dirt on the Killer Bees, that's the way to do it. You can always text in 713-780-3776. Do it all. Do it all. Tag Pac-Man Joel, too. He might appreciate it.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
How much do you care about the Rockets making the All-Star game? We're going to find out a little bit later tonight.
I mean, look, there's a lot of people and a lot of the red Kool-Aid drinking Rockets rowdies and Rockets fans that this is a big deal to. What I care most about is the way this team is playing. What I care most about is this team is playing team basketball and they're entertaining to watch and they've actually got a chance to do something. That's what I care about. I know that it's a popularity contest. It's annoying. We talked about it a little bit the other day in the fact that, you know, it's not based on experts that are analyzing the best players playing the best basketball. It's about stuff in the ballot box, and they've got this, you know, you vote today and your vote counts 3 times as much and 5 times as much and all this other BS that goes with it. It's not about the true essence of how it was created in the first place, which is which guys this year are playing the best. So I know a lot of people care, and they really want one. If not, now they're saying that the Rockets deserve two. I just don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, I kind of want to see it. I also don't think it's like a huge deal. I think it's another nothing burger. But, I mean, I'd like to see Alpi get there. I think it'd be good. I think it'd be cool. For me, I'd be standing for Amen Thompson because I think he is their best player. Really like him. He's my favorite Houston Rocket. I'm not scared to admit it. I'm not scared to be a little biased towards Amen Thompson. But also, it would get the Rockets, I believe, a little bit more on the national stage. Not that it's actually tangible. Not that it's going to matter about them succeeding in the rest of the regular season or advancing far to the playoffs. But it would just be kind of cool to see them get that exposure, get the limelight a bit. And then it probably, too, like, it probably would lead to more national televised games if you care about that sort of thing. I think it would kind of segue into that a little bit going into the next year.
I think that's more about, I mean, maybe next year. I was going to say, the schedule's already decided. Maybe they're going to, you know, they'll maybe, you know, push some games out and make some switches. But overall, the biggest thing for me is, after hearing Alpi today, prior to the game, talk about how much it would mean back in his home country of Turkey and how many, you know, what a meaningful thing that would mean for him as it relates to the people back home. I think that's a great story. So that's fantastic. And if it happens for him, I'm happy as hell. I just think that the most important thing is that this team's playing a brand of basketball that, regardless of who makes the All-Star team or not, people are already talking about, taking notice of, and really kind of appreciating the squad that they got now.
No, yeah, that's the most important thing for sure. Like, this is more secondary, more peripheral for sure. Like, yeah, that's the most important thing. Here's a pretty good case for no one on the Rockets making it, just in terms of, like, the team benefit. Mm-hmm. He says, don't let the Rockets in and give them a chip on the shoulder for the playoffs. Okay. I can see that. That could be productive. That could actually be helpful. How much does it move the needle? Maybe not a ton, but you know, potentially you can make a case for it. Texter says a Min as the one Rocket that you would have to pitch for. Are we all in agreement that a Min Thompson would be the Rocket that we're pitching for? Like, the Turkish fans would go Alpi. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
I would go a Min. A lot of, I don't want to say a lot. Some people, you know, might ironic, have put Jalen though, Green like 2 weeks ago.
And this is also how the league works, because a lot of times, you know, they're passing judgments before on based on potential. It's like Reed Sheppard making the rookie sophomore game or whatever they're calling it now. And it's like, but Reed Sheppard hasn't even hardly played this year. Whereas the minute the next day after a Men has the big breakout game that everybody was talking about in the game winner, that's when he's named. It's like, well, he should have already been on your radar as a guy that was borderline regular All-Star game worthy, that he should have already been in the game. So it's just, there's no science to it, the rhyme or reason, the way the league does it. But, yeah, he's definitely worthy of that, and he's definitely worthy of consideration for the All-Star game.
Yeah. You know who, you know Ime's middle name?
No clue.
Sunday.
Ask Largo. He can look it up.
It's Sunday. Ime's, because I, Texter sent this in. This is the reason I looked up his record real quick. Texter said, shout out to, big ups to Branham's fill-in yesterday, Barry Laminack. That pointed out that the coach was 500 in Boston his first year and the finals in his second. Let's see if he does that here. Ime went to the finals in his first year as head coach.
I thought it was his second year.
I think Ime's only been coaching for 3 years.
I'm
this
just
is
going
his
off
year,
of
right?
memory. I'm just going off of memory, but I didn't think it was his rookie year that he took him to the finals. I thought it was his second year, but I could be wrong.
Let's see, Ime Udoka. No, they he was suspended in, going into his second year. He was hired going into the 21-22 season, and that's where they went
New Jersey,
to the finals.
Right? He was with the Nets.
He was with the Nets in 2021. Then they hired him ahead of 21-22. He replaced Brad Stevens. They went to the final that year, and then September of 2022, they suspended him for the entire year, and then eventually fired him.
Huh.
So he went. No, he went to the finals his first year in Boston.
There you go. Did you see what Tatum said the other day, too?
No.
You know, Tatum played for Krzyzewski. He played for, as you mentioned, Brad Stevens, a lot of good coaches. He's like, they're all second to Ime. Ime and I had a connection. He's been that guy for me. He's my favorite coach of all time. I mean, that says a lot about, like, the fact that he was able to reach that young team that he had and do what you just said, to take him to the finals in his first year.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Ime. I think he's a really good coach. A few textures. Min is the most exciting player. Easy. Yeah, he's definitely most exciting. BMAC, you got to isolate Branham saying he'd roll over for a well-done steak and send it to John and Lance without his follow-up or context. That would be kind of funny. And then Brian snitching on us. Another text. Didn't Granato snitch on the whole Wild House and now they are resting in peace? It's a good point.
I think he just had enough, and he heard that people were telling him that the wheelhouse was talking about him, and that's when he just went guns blazing at the little redhead.
Yeah, I mean, I was just having some fun with it. He didn't get the wheelhouse fired, but yeah, the timing of it was funny.
Comments were phenomenal.
They were. Rockets will get zero all-stars. They have 8 to 9 decent to good players, no superstars.
See,
I don't think they have a superstar yet. I think that's fine.
No, I think they have the potential to have one or more superstars, but I think that's a credit to what I was talking about. I'm like, this is a true team. This is the definition of a team. There isn't an Anthony Edwards or a Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. This is a team that on any given night, one of the four, five, six guys could be your leading scorer, could do the dirty work, could do the things that win the game, and that's the beauty of it. So that's where that is realistic. You don't have any all-stars. Again, Jeremy's right. They'd use it as motivation probably as well, but it's also a compliment because you've got so many guys that can step up for you.
How many guys can be superstars?
On this team?
Correct.
Three.
Okay. Amin, Alpi, Jalen.
Yeah.
That's my answer, too.
I got two borderline, but you know me. I've got one that I'm biased personally about, and then the other one where I think he can be really, really good. I just don't think he'd be a superstar.
You're talking about Jalen?
I don't think Reed can be a superstar.
I don't think outside of these three. Oh, you're talking about Cam and Reed.
Cam. Yeah, I think Cam, if he just gets his head on straight, I think Cam has all the ability to be a star in this league.
I balk at that a little. I think he can be really good. Reed, I just haven't seen enough,
Yeah.
Like, it's been – he's done nothing this year. I mean, he's a rookie.
Well, he goes down to the G League and he drops a 50-burger, but at the same time, yeah, I mean, I've had people saying, are they done with Reed? Are they pulling the plug? He's 19, 20 years old. No, they're not pulling the plug.
I could drop 50 in the G League.
That might be more ludicrous.
All right, Bronny. You go do that.
Off the hook.
I'm kidding. I care about the All-Star snub because the more exposure for Rockets players, the better chance that Space City Network expands to other platforms due to demand for Rockets games. That's a bit of a reach, I think. I think it's a bit of a reach. Texture, I underestimated the team and the coach. That's good. It's big on you to admit that. Because he is really good, and then he followed that up with Shepard's trash can emoji. we just haven't seen enough of Reed. Just haven't seen enough of him yet.
Yeah, I'm not willing to pull the plug on Reed at all. I just think that, again, he's got to get to the point where he gets substantial minutes. I think he still has to fill out and get stronger. I completely believe in his abilities, but he's young. You drafted a kid after 1 year in college. It's a lot of people, it's not going to happen overnight. And like I said, you stand next to him and around him, and you realize he's very slight, and he has a long way of development to go.
If he became Peyton Pritchard, would that be enough for you?
Yeah. Yes, it would. It would be enough for me. Peyton Pritchard's underrated. I think on a different team, Peyton Pritchard might be a bigger piece to anybody's puzzle. He's just in a situation where he's behind, five guys that could potentially be one of your go-to guys. I think Peyton Pritchard's got a ton of ability.
Yeah, I would be happy if he's Peyton Pritchard, quite frankly. Now, Pritchard's got a little bit of size, too. He's got some girth. He's wide. He's pretty thick with two C's. All right, car wreck of the day.
Phrasing!
Car wreck of the day, 713-780-ESPN. What is your car wreck of the day? I'm going to dip out here a little bit. I'm going to go to the Kelvin Sampson Show. If you want to swing on by, come hang out with me. But Blankers and Brian, your car wrecks of the day, yours as well, 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Guys, we know that the one final NFL game is the Super Bowl. It's upon us coming up in the next week or so, and you know that the only place I'm going to tell you that you can go everything from the prop bets and the color of the Gatorade and all the different things that go with the Super Bowl that you can bet on, as well as the game itself, I'm going to encourage you to go to mybookie.ag. It's the place you want to be if you want to place money on sports. If there's sports on TV, you can bet on it at mybookie.ag. And they take care of the customers in so many different ways. If you like to gamble but sometimes it's not on sports, live dealers are always standing by, so you can play casino games and you don't have to fly to Vegas or drive to Louisiana. If you want to get involved and get bonuses and all kinds of different ways that you can get extra cash in your account so that you have more money in your account, more games you can bet on, and more chances you can win, you go to MyBookie. The minute you sign up and you put money in your account, whatever you put in, they're going to put money on top of it as a welcome bonus to tell you that they're happy that you're there and that they hope that you come back. And on top of that, they have a participation rewards program that's called MyBookie Plus. The more you play on MyBookie.ag, the more that you're going to get rewarded with better prop bets, better odds, and lots of different promotions that can help you along the way. And the sites are fantastic. From your phone to your laptop to your tablet, you can get on one of the MyBookie apps or you can get on the website and be with like-minded individuals where you can share conversations, get in-game live bets, as well as placing all the money down on all the different games and play the casino games. They're fantastic. All you got to do to get the process started and keep it going along the way is anytime and every time they ask you for a promo code, use ours, bet975. It opens doors, it gets you places, and it puts money in your account, and that's what you love the most. They've been in business for over a decade. They're going to take care of you every step of the way. As I always tell you, bet anything, anytime, anywhere. With the only place I tell you to do it, it's mybookie.ag, promo code bet975.
ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
You prick! Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
You know the way we do it. Finish the show. It is indeed the car wreck of the day, which on most days, like HR and P, is the Twitch line. But at the same time, we always like your participation along the way. But B-Mac, start us off.
You mentioned HR and P, so let's start right there. Yeah. Jeremy, earlier in the show, made radio history by ending his live read for HR and P. Excellent company. You should definitely use them. But he ended his live read for HR and P by saying goodbye, and the first time I've ever heard this.
281-880-6525, or just visit them online, hrp.net. They got a great website. Look through that, scroll through that, and figure out how they can help you. HRP.net. Goodbye.
Yes, great. 97.5.
The pause before the goodbye. The pause and then the goodbye was just the complete hit the eject button. Like, it's like, okay, I have nowhere to go with this, so I'm out. Goodbye.
I mean, you're too young.
We've all been there, though.
Yeah, but you're too young for Paul Harvey. But my dad used to listen to Paul Harvey in the car. And Paul Harvey, when he ended, he would tell these stories. I think they're called, like, the rest of the story. And at the end of it, he'd go, good day? And I was like, he had the pause, and it was, goodbye.
Yeah. We've all been there in radio where, like, you had a train of thought or you maybe lost where you were, and you're just like, man, how do I get out of this without, you know, sounding ridiculous? And for Jeremy, it was, goodbye.
Well, I got a couple, and the first one we kind of mentioned already. Justin Tucker doing his best, allegedly, his best Deshaun Watson. Not a good look for Tuck, who had his worst season of his career. Maybe this leads you to believe this might have something to do with it, but now I think there's six allegations.
From what I read, because when I initially read this, it's like, how could you, in a post-Deshaun Watson world, make the same mistake he did? Because you know this is going to come out. I mean, beyond the fact that it's terrible to do to begin with. But it actually turns out this was 2012 to 2016. And like you said, six women making the allegations. Apparently he was banned from two spas, massage parlors, as a part of this, where apparently he was doing some very Deshaun Watson things, rubbing himself on people and exposing himself. And just obviously a terrible look and a terrible act if it is indeed true.
Just absolutely ridiculous. And then my other one right off the top was in another episode of athletes behaving badly that are very, very wealthy and probably don't need to do this stuff. Scary Terry. What's his last
name? Rozier.
Terry Rozier, former Celtic, now Miami Heat member, being investigated after the league already investigated the fact that he may have been wagering or assisting people wagering on NBA games and tipping them off to when he may leave games with injuries and therefore to take the unders and such. You got enough money. You got a massive contract. What the hell are you doing?
I mean, I think it's the answer for the entire world in that there's never enough money. I mean, we say the same thing about, you know, businessmen who are billionaires and they do something illegal. Like, man, you already have billions. But, I mean, for some people, there's a certain mindset. There's never there's no such thing as ever having enough. So, I mean, it's not crazy given the landscape of these things.
Was it Michael Porter Jr.'s little brother was the one that was gambling?
Yeah, I think so.
And that somehow this is also roped into that. Not that they were saying that there was their verified proof that they were communicating, but it might have been like the similar games or something, the same game. It's like, come on, guys, man. I understand maybe in Porter Jr.'s little brother's case that he wasn't making much coin and he wasn't going to be like his brother. But Terry DeHaere got a massive contract. He doesn't need to do this.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's tough for guys, you know, in a different tax bracket for like us than them to make sense of that because we would never risk the sort of money they have on something like this. But I just think there's some people that, whether it be competitiveness or greed or whatever it is, there's just never enough. So it'll lead them to some really stupid decisions.
No doubt. You got anything else?
Yeah, one other. I mean, we played this audio earlier today during Bad Take Boulevard, but Adam Silver's rule change ideas. We heard the one about short and quarter length. He also had another one that we didn't get to where apparently he wants to make fouls on three-point shots only get two free throws. Which I
what?
Helped me understand the logic.
I did not
there.
See that one.
Yeah,
and I was going to throw
we'll
in there.
To, maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. But yeah, that was
Cam Newton was also on one of the ESPN shows and said that he would take his most valuable player award over a Super Bowl.
Yeah. We don't have time for the audio, but, no, man, that is
what's winning.
I mean, it's got to be Justin Tucker, right?
Yeah, we got to go Justin Tucker. Justin Tucker, you are the winner, but you may not be. And when all is said and done. Hey, we got to get out of here. Thanks to everybody, including BMAC, for doing the hard work. Jeremy and myself, Joel, Athletically Declined, coming up at 7 o'clock. Check it out if you haven't heard it before. It's a really good show. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a good night, everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.